from the desk of Classic Kong. Welcome to This Day in Music History from WTSG Digital Broadcasting. Today's September 11th, 2026. And before we talk about music today, we need to remember 25 years ago, September 11th, 2001, began like an ordinary Tuesday morning. For me, I'd just gotten off work, third shift. I came home, grabbed a cup of coffee, and turned on the news. At first, there was confusion. It seemed a plane had struck one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, and nobody seemed to understand exactly what had happened or what was going on. Then, while I continued watching the news, a second plane struck the other tower. At that moment, the confusion was gone. Our country was under attack. Those of us who witnessed that morning will never forget it. Today, we remember the 2,977 innocent people who were killed. We remember the firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and other first responders who ran toward danger. We remember those killed at the Pentagon. And we remember the passengers and crew of Flight 93. We remember the rescue workers, the volunteers, the ordinary people who helped strangers simply because another human being needed them. And we remember the members of our armed forces who answered the call in the years that followed. Today is Patriot Day and the National Day of Service and Remembrance. So to our veterans, our active duty military personnel, first responders and their families, thank you for your service. Today we remember. And now, as we always do here at WTSG Digital Broadcasting, let's spin the music. We begin with a birthday today. Mr. Tommy Shaw, born on this day in 1953 in Montgomery, Alabama. And buddy, what a catalog this man helped create. Tommy joined Styx in the mid-70s, and his guitar, songwriting, and unmistakable voice became a huge part of the band's sound. In the song Fooling Yourself, in the song Blue Collar Man, then there's also Renegade, and also Too Much Time on My Hands. Then you've got great albums like The Grand Illusion and Pieces of Eight. They're not simply albums to me. Those records are attached to memories. Tommy later joined Ted Nugent, who's known as Uncle Ted around here, Jack Blades and drummer Michael Cardellone, and they formed the band The Damn Yankees. Their first album gave us songs like Coming of Age, Come Again, and the huge hit High Enough. And here's one of those musical family tree connections I love. Michael Cardellone later became the longtime drummer for one of my favorite bands on the planet. I'm talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd. But there's another reason Tommy Shaw belongs prominently in today's program. Following the September 11th attacks, Tommy helped organize benefit concerts for victims' families and the families of fallen officers. Those efforts resulted in a $500,000 check for the Port Authority Police Benevolent Fund, with additional proceeds helping other victims' families. I love discovering something like that. We know Tommy Shaw the musician, Tommy Shaw the guitarist, the singer, the songwriter. But sometimes what somebody does when other people need help tells us just as much and more about them. So happy birthday to Tommy Shaw, and thank you. Another birthday today belongs to Grateful Dead drummer and percussionist Mickey Hart, born on this day in 1943. Mickey and Bill Kreutzmann created one of rock music's most recognizable two-drummer combinations. And there's one Grateful Dead song that my wife, and I'm sure most of you, absolutely love. In the song Touch of Grey from the 1987 album In the Dark, you've got Mickey and Bill helping create that wonderful rhythmic foundation underneath the music. But Mickey Hart's musical curiosity, well, that went far beyond the drum kit. He became fascinated with percussion traditions and rhythms from cultures all around the world. His solo projects continued exploring what rhythm could be. One of those albums is called Sepralingua. And if you're wondering how to say that one, it's roughly supralingua. Drummers understand something. Rhythm doesn't always have to sit behind the music. Sometimes rhythm is the music. And to my sweetheart, if you're listening today, Touch of Gray. When you know, you know. Okay, our next birthday belongs to one seriously talented musician. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Harry Connick Jr., born on this day in 1967 in New Orleans. Singer, pianist, composer, arranger, band leader, actor. It seems Harry can do a little bit of everything and do it extremely well. He started performing when he was only 5 years old and grew up surrounded by that incredible New Orleans musical tradition. But this one comes with a personal memory. Just a handful of years ago, my daughter and my son-in-law, they bought my wife and I tickets to see Harry Connick Jr. here in Evansville. And first of all, big love and big thank yous to them for giving us tickets. Because she simply didn't give us a couple of seats to a concert, she gave us a memory. Harry was absolutely fantastic. You can listen to somebody's records and know they're talented. And then you see him perform live and you think, oh yeah, this guy is the real deal. Harry Connick Jr. is the real deal. So happy birthday to Harry, and thanks for one fantastic evening here in Evansville. And to my daughter and my son-in-law once again, thank you for giving us that memory. Okay, now let's head into the jazz room, shall we? Yesterday we talked about Henry Mancini's beautiful piece of music called Lujan. That took us into the world of unusual pitched percussion and legendary jazz drummer Shelly Mann, who introduced Mancini to the Lujan and played it on that recording. Today our percussion rabbit hole continues, only this time we're talking about one of the great pioneers of the vibraphone, Mr. Lionel Hampton. Hampton actually began his career as a drummer before becoming one of the musicians who helped establish the vibraphone as a serious jazz instrument. And on this day in 1939, Lionel and his orchestra recorded When Lights Are Low. They recorded that in New York City. Now listen to some of the musicians in that room. Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Benny Carter on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster on tenor sax, Charlie Christian on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. Good grief, that's not a recording session. That's a jazz history convention. So if yesterday's Mancini story made you curious about unusual percussion sounds like it did me, spend some time today with Lionel Hampton. That's how these rabbit holes work. One record leads to another, and one musician leads to another. I think Fix said one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're lost 3 hours. That's music, buddy. Okay, let's travel to London. Travel across the pond, as they say. On this day in 1962, the Beatles returned to EMI Studios and recorded another version of their very first single, Love Me Do. And here's something I learned when digging into this story that really surprised me. The Beatles recorded Love Me Do at EMI three different times with three different drummers. In June, Pete Best played the drums. On September the 4th, Ringo Starr played the drums. Then on September 11th, producer George Martin brought in session drummer Andy White. And Andy played drums. And then Ringo played the tambourine. Now here's the question I had. Which version did America hear? Okay, naturally I assumed it was Ringo playing the drums. Nope. When Love Me Do received its official American single release on Tolly Records in 1964, America got the September 11th recording. Andy White was playing drums, and Ringo Starr was playing tambourine. And that recording went to number one in America. How's that for a Beatles rabbit hole? There's even an easy way to tell the two main versions apart. You listen for the tambourine. If you hear the tambourine, you're hearing Andy White on drums with Ringo playing the tambourine. If you don't hear a tambourine, that's Ringo behind the drum kit. I've heard that song who knows how many times over the years, and I'm still learning things about it. That's one of the reasons I love to do this show. Okay, also on this day in 1970, journalist Keith Altham interviewed Jimi Hendrix in England. It became Jimmy's final interview. 7 days later, sadly, Jimmy was gone at the tender age of 27. What's striking about that final conversation is that Jimmy was still thinking about where his music might go next. That's one of the sad things about losing a great musician so young. We know what Jimmy gave us. Are You Experienced, Axis, Bold as Love, Electric Ladyland, Band of Gypsies. But we'll never know what music might have come next. And there's another part of Jimmy's life that we always love to recognize here at WTSG Digital Broadcasting. Before becoming one of the most influential guitarists who ever lived, Jimmy served in the United States Army. Rest easy, Jimmy, and thank you for your service. And finally, here's a television performance I actually remember seeing. On this day in 1977, Bing Crosby and David Bowie recorded their famous Christmas duet for Bing Crosby's Merry Old Christmas. Talk about two different musical worlds meeting in the same room. Bing Crosby represented one generation of popular music, while David Bowie represented something completely different. Bing sang The Little Drummer Boy, and Bowie sang the newly written counter melody, Peace on Earth. And somehow, it worked beautifully. The Christmas special aired later that year after Bing Crosby had passed away. And all these years later, their performance, well, it remains a Christmas favorite. But on September 11th, the words Peace on Earth, they hit me a little differently. Because peace brings us back to where we began today. And that brings us to today's final spin. While I was working on this program, the band ABBA, their song I Have a Dream came across the speakers. And I found myself thinking about September 11th, 2001. I have a dream too. I dream that someday we can learn to live together with more love and more peace. Because when I remember September 11th, I don't want the terrorists to receive the final word. I want to remember the firefighters climbing those stairs. I want to remember the police officers and the EMTs who ran toward danger. I want to remember the military personnel and civilians at the Pentagon. And I want to remember the passengers and the crew of Flight 93. We also want to remember the rescue workers, the volunteers, the ordinary citizens who help strangers simply because another human being needed them. And above all, I want to remember the innocent people who went to work that day, or boarded an airplane, or started what should have been just another ordinary Tuesday morning, and never had the opportunity to come back home. For those of us who witnessed September 11th, 2001, we will never forget. And for the generations who came afterwards, we will make sure that the stories of courage, sacrifice, and compassion are never forgotten. And for all of us, we can continue to dream of a world with more love, more understanding, and more peace. That seems like a dream worth holding on to, does it not? God bless those we lost. God bless those who ran toward danger. And God bless those who still carry the wounds. God bless the United States of America. For WTSG Digital Broadcasting, I'm your host, Classic Kong, and this has been September 11th, 2026, this day in music history. Take care of yourself, take care of one another, and we'll see you down the road tomorrow.